All right, so let's dive into something I think we all know and love, but maybe don't fully understand.
Okay.
Christmas.
Yeah.
You've given us a mountain of articles and research on its origins,
Right.
wanting to go way beyond the typical holiday narratives. Honestly, even just skimming through it all, I'm already seeing Christmas in a whole new light.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christmas is like a historical palimpsest
Yeah.
with layers upon layers of tradition and meaning. You might be surprised to learn just how much of what we consider Christmas
Right.
actually predates Christianity itself.
Okay, now that's really intriguing. So we're talking about celebrations even before the whole nativity story came into the picture.
Yeah.
What sorts of things were people observing and why?
Think about the winter solstice.
Okay.
For millennia, people across different cultures have marked this astronomical event, the shortest day of the year. The ancient Egyptians, for example, were celebrating it as far back as 3000 BCE. They saw it as a symbolic death and rebirth of the sun, a time of renewal and hope during the darkest period of the year.
Wow. So that feeling of celebrating light and warmth in the depths of winter
Yeah.
is something deeply rooted in our collective past.
It is.
But it wasn't just the Egyptians, right? You mentioned other cultures
Yeah.
also had winter solstice traditions.
Exactly. The ancient Romans had Saturnalia,
Okay.
a week-long festival in mid-December dedicated to Saturn, the god of agriculture and time. Now, this wasn't just some solemn observance. Saturnalia was known for its revelry.
Oh, okay.
Imagine feasts, gift-giving, gambling, and even a temporary inversion of social roles
What?
with masters serving their slaves.
It sounds like a total blast, honestly.
It does, doesn't it?
But it makes you wonder, did those ancient Roman traditions of merrymaking and gift giving actually influence how we celebrate Christmas today? Is there a direct connection?
It's definitely one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
And then you have the Germanic and Nordic peoples who celebrated Yule, also around the winter solstice. They had their own feasting, bonfires, and a special Yule log that was burned for good luck. Sound familiar?
Hold on. Are you telling me those cheesy Yule log videos we see every year are actually tapping into a tradition that's thousands of years old?
They are.
That's wild.
It really highlights how interwoven our modern celebrations
Right.
are with ancient practices.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Yule log. Decorating with greenery like holly and mistletoe,
Right.
originally seen as symbols of fertility and warding off evil spirits in pagan traditions, have become integral parts of our Christmas decor.
So those seemingly simple decorations we put up every year have a much deeper, more layered history than most people realize.
They do.
But I have to ask, how did we end up with December 25th as the official date for Christmas? I mean, isn't it supposed to be Jesus's birthday?
That's where things get really interesting. If you look closely, there's no biblical evidence that Jesus was born on December 25th. In fact, early Christians didn't even really celebrate his birth at all in the beginning.
Wait, seriously, so how did December 25th become the Christmas date?
Yeah.
Was it just randomly chosen?
Not quite. It wasn't until the 4th century that Pope Julius I officially declared December 25th
Okay.
as the birth date of Jesus. Now, some historians believe this choice wasn't arbitrary.
Okay.
It strategically overlapped with existing Roman
Yeah.
festivals like Saturnalia and Sol Invictus, the unconquered sun.
Ah, so it was a clever way to blend existing pagan celebrations with the new Christian faith, almost like a cultural bridge-building strategy.
Precisely.
Yeah.
By incorporating familiar traditions, early Christian leaders may have made it easier for people to convert,
Yeah.
connecting the new religion with already beloved practices.
That's fascinating. It sounds like a brilliant but maybe controversial tactic.
Yeah.
Did everyone in early Christianity embrace this merging of pagan and Christian elements?
Not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, there was significant resistance.
Oh.
Many early Christians saw these solstice celebrations as distractions from true faith,
Right, yeah.
clinging to the purity of their beliefs. Groups like the Puritans even rejected Christmas outright,
Okay.
seeing it as too tainted by pagan influence.
So Christmas wasn't a universally accepted holiday, even within Christianity itself. That's a perspective you don't often
It
hear.
took centuries for Christmas to evolve
Right.
from being disregarded by some
Yeah.
to becoming a central part of Christian tradition. And even as it gained wider acceptance, the way it was celebrated continued to shift. Perhaps one of the most significant transformations has been the rise of Christmas commercialization.
Ah, yes, the elephant in the room, or should I say the pile of presents under the tree.
Right?
It's impossible to ignore how much emphasis there is on shopping and gift giving these days.
Yeah.
But when did that really take off? When did Christmas become so commercialized?
Believe it or not, that massive shift towards a commercialized Christmas is a relatively recent phenomenon. It's more of a late 19th and early 20th century development. Department stores, with their elaborate window displays and holiday promotions, played a huge role in making shopping a central part of the Christmas experience.
So those dazzling holiday window displays we all love,
yes,
are actually part of a larger strategy,
right,
to make us associate Christmas with buying things.
Yeah.
That's a pretty insightful connection.
It's all part of the story. And then you have the rise of mass media, particularly advertising. Images of gift-giving, lavish meals, and perfect families all contributed to this idealized vision of Christmas that was heavily tied to consumerism. This ultimately led to what we now know as the Christmas shopping season, a boom for businesses,
yeah,
but perhaps a distraction from the holiday's original meaning.
It's incredible how much influence advertising has had on shaping our perception of Christmas. It's almost become a separate holiday in itself, one where buying things take center stage. But I'm curious, with all this historical baggage, what does Christmas actually represent today?
That's a complex question, and I think it has multiple answers. Today, Christmas exists on two distinct levels: the religious observance and the secular cultural celebration.
Right.
Often, those secular traditions like gift-giving, Santa Claus, and Christmas trees take center stage.
Yeah.
Even for those who aren't religious.
Yeah, even Santa Claus himself is a fascinating example.
Yeah.
While he's rooted in the historical figure of St. Nicholas, mm-hmm, he's transformed into this jolly gift-giver, mm-hmm, who's become almost synonymous with Christmas consumerism.
Exactly.
It's like he embodies this evolution of the holiday.
He's a perfect example of how Christmas symbols can evolve and take on new meanings over time.
Yeah.
But it's not just Santa. Almost every iconic Christmas symbol has a fascinating backstory,
right,
often rooted in those ancient traditions we were discussing earlier.
Okay, I'm definitely hooked now. Let's delve into some of those iconic Christmas symbols,
right,
and decode their hidden meanings. For instance, what about the Christmas tree?
Hmm.
It seems so quintessentially Christmas, but I bet its roots go way deeper than we think.
You're absolutely right. Remember those ancient pagan traditions that celebrated the winter solstice?
Uh-huh.
Well, the Christmas tree has its origins there, symbolizing eternal life and the return of light during the darkest time of the year. It wasn't until the 16th century in Germany that people started decorating trees specifically for Christmas.
Wow, I never knew that our beloved Christmas tree was actually borrowed from pagan traditions.
Mm.
It really highlights how cultural practices blend and evolve over time. But what about another iconic tradition? Mistletoe.
Yeah.
Why are we kissing under it at Christmas?
That's another one with a fascinating backstory that has very little to do with Christianity.
Oh, really?
In Norse and Celtic traditions, mistletoe was associated with peace, healing, love, and even fertility.
Wow.
So those romantic Christmas movies might be onto something with those mistletoe scenes, albeit unintentionally.
So all those kisses aren't about Christmas miracles. They're about ancient beliefs in love and fertility.
Kind of, yeah.
This is truly eye-opening. But before we get too carried away with mistletoe, I think it's important to remember that Christmas is, at its heart, a religious holiday.
It is.
And there are a lot of diverse Christian perspectives on how it should be celebrated.
You're absolutely right. We can't forget that Christmas holds deep religious significance for many people around the world.
Yeah.
It's not a monolithic holiday, even within Christianity itself. You know, as we're talking about these different interpretations of Christmas, it reminds me of how the holiday has also been adapted and transformed by various cultures around the world.
Right.
What we consider a traditional Christmas here is really just one very specific interpretation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't talk about Christmas without mentioning Krampus,
right? Yeah.
He's that creepy half-goat, half-demon figure from Central European folklore.
Right.
Who punishes naughty children.
Mm.
It's definitely a far cry from the jolly, gift-giving Santa we're used to.
Krampus is a fantastic example of how different cultures have taken the core themes of Christmas, good versus bad, reward versus punishment, and spun them into their own unique folklore. It challenges our assumptions about what Christmas should look like.
It's a good reminder that our version of Christmas is just one version among many. And speaking of different versions, I'm really curious about how Christmas is celebrated in non-Christian countries.
Okay.
For instance, what's the deal with Christmas in Japan?
Mm.
It doesn't seem like a country that would traditionally celebrate a Christian holiday.
You'd be surprised.
Right.
While Christmas isn't a religious holiday in Japan, it's become quite popular over the past few decades, but in a very unique way. It's morphed into more of a romantic and commercial event.
Okay.
Almost like a Valentine's Day mixed with a shopping spree.
So instead of nativity scenes and church services, what do people actually do in Japan for Christmas?
Well, for starters, it's become a tradition for couples to go on romantic dates, exchange gifts, and indulge in special meals.
Oh,
often at, believe it or not, KFC.
Wait, hold on. KFC. Like Kentucky Fried Chicken. As in, finger-licking good fried chicken for Christmas dinner.
Yes, you heard that right.
Wow.
It might seem strange to us, but having a bucket of KFC for Christmas has become a beloved tradition in Japan. It's all thanks to a clever marketing campaign from the 1970s that really took off.
That is so fascinating. Makes you wonder how marketing and consumerism have shaped Christmas traditions around the world.
Yeah.
It's clearly not just an American phenomenon.
Absolutely. Japan is just one example of how Christmas can be adapted and reinterpreted to fit a particular cultural context.
Yeah.
And it raises interesting questions about how global forces like commercialization interact with local traditions.
Okay, so we've talked about the ancient origins of Christmas, the pagan influences, the rise of commercialization, and the diverse cultural interpretations.
Yeah.
But I think there's still one big question we need to address. What does Christmas actually mean today? It seems like there's no simple answer.
You're absolutely right. Christmas has become such a multifaceted holiday that its meaning truly varies from person to person. It's like a mirror reflecting back our own values and beliefs.
For some, it's all about the religious significance.
Yeah.
Commemorating the birth of Jesus.
Right.
For others, it's about family, tradition, and creating those warm, fuzzy memories.
And for some, it might evoke that magical feeling of childhood wonder, the excitement of gifts, and the pure joy of being with loved ones. It's interesting because none of these interpretations are wrong.
Right.
They're all valid expressions of what Christmas means to different people.
Exactly. That's what makes Christmas such an enduring and powerful holiday. It has this amazing capacity to hold so many different meanings and resonate with people on so many different levels.
But with all the commercialization, the emphasis on the material aspects of the holiday, it feels like it's easy to lose sight of those core values that many people associate with Christmas. Compassion, generosity, and peace on earth.
That's a valid concern. It's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
We're bombarded with messages that encourage us to buy more, spend more, and indulge more.
Which can overshadow those deeper, more meaningful aspects of Christmas.
So how do we strike that balance? How can we enjoy the festive aspects of Christmas without losing sight of its core message?
I think it starts with awareness.
Okay.
By understanding the complex history of Christmas.
Right.
Its evolution and its diverse meanings.
Mm-hmm.
We can make more conscious choices about how we want to celebrate it.
So it's not about rejecting the commercial aspects or the cultural variations, but about being more mindful and intentional about how we approach the holiday.
Precisely. It's about finding that personal connection to Christmas that resonates most deeply with you.
Okay.
Whether that means focusing on religious traditions, spending quality time with loved ones, giving back to your community, or simply enjoying the simple pleasures of the season.
You know, as we've been having this conversation, it's really struck me how much Christmas has changed over time.
Yeah.
It's gone through so many transformations, yet it remains one of the most beloved and widely celebrated holidays worldwide.
It really is.
It makes you wonder why that is.
I think there's something timeless about the themes of hope, love, and renewal that are at the heart of Christmas, no matter how it's celebrated. These themes are universal and speak to something deep within us.
You're right. Those themes resonate with people across cultures and religions.
Yeah.
They tap into those basic human needs for connection, joy, and a sense of wonder.
And perhaps that's the key to Christmas's enduring power.
Right.
Even with all its complexities and contradictions. It offers something for everyone, a chance to reconnect with our shared humanity and celebrate the best of what life has to offer.
It's really quite beautiful when you think about it that way. It's like Christmas is this ever-evolving tapestry woven together with threads of ancient traditions, cultural influences, and personal interpretations.
And each generation adds its own unique stitches to that tapestry, ensuring that Christmas continues to evolve and remain relevant for years to come. It's an ongoing story.
It makes you wonder what Christmas will look like 100 years from now. What new traditions will emerge? What meanings will people find in this ever-changing holiday?
That's the beauty of it. Christmas is a living, breathing tradition,
right,
constantly adapting to reflect the values and beliefs of the time. It's a story that's still being written, and we all have the opportunity to contribute to its evolution.
After this deep dive, I'm definitely looking at Christmas with fresh eyes. Mm. It's amazing how much history and symbolism are packed into this one holiday. It's like I've peeled back the layers and discovered a whole new level of understanding.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
And that's what these deep dives are all about, sparking curiosity, encouraging exploration,
right,
and helping us see the world around us in a new light.
As we wrap up this part of our conversation, I'm struck by how much Christmas is about storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
We've been telling and retelling stories about the origins of Christmas, the meanings behind its symbols, and the various ways it's celebrated around the world.
Mm. You've hit on a crucial point. Christmas is a holiday built on stories. From the biblical account of Jesus' birth to the folktales of Santa Claus and Krampus.
Right.
And each of those stories carries its own unique message and meaning.
Yeah.
Shaping how we understand the holiday.
It's like we're all part of this grand ongoing narrative of Christmas, adding our own voices and interpretations to the mix, which keeps the holiday fresh and relevant.
It reminds us that traditions, even ones as ancient and seemingly fixed as Christmas,
right,
are never truly static. They're constantly being reinterpreted and reinvented by each generation.
So in a way, we all become storytellers when it comes to Christmas.
Yeah.
We each contribute to shaping the narrative of this holiday through our own beliefs, practices,
right,
and the stories we choose to share.
And those stories, in turn, shape our understanding of the world and our place in it. They connect us to the past, inspire us in the present,
right,
and offer hope for the future.
It's a powerful reminder that the stories we tell ourselves and each other matter, especially during the holiday season.
Well said. I think it's time to take a moment to reflect on all these fascinating insights before we move on to the final part of our Christmas deep dive.
I agree. We've covered a lot of ground, and I think we could all use a little time to digest all this information before we wrap things up.
Welcome back. You know, it's been amazing unpacking all these layers of Christmas, from ancient solstice celebrations to modern day commercialization, and seeing how different cultures have put their own unique spin on the holiday is just incredible.
It really highlights how adaptable and enduring the core concepts of Christmas are. But there's one group we haven't talked much about yet.
Okay.
The folks who might not connect strongly with either the religious or the heavily commercial aspects of Christmas.
Right.
Where do they fit in?
That's such a great point. It's easy to get caught up in those two dominant narratives, but there's a whole spectrum of experiences out there.
What about those who see Christmas as more of a cultural or personal celebration?
Exactly. For many, Christmas is about upholding family traditions, gathering for special meals, or simply soaking in that festive atmosphere. It's a time for strengthening community bonds and embodying that spirit of generosity, regardless of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, and for others, it might be a time for personal reflection, looking back on the year and setting intentions for the future.
Mm.
It's a chance to embrace those universal themes of hope and renewal that seem to resonate so deeply during the holiday season.
It's almost as if Christmas becomes a blank canvas onto which people can project their own values and meanings. The holiday is flexible enough to accommodate a wide range of beliefs and experiences.
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? It's not every day you find a holiday that manages to be both deeply personal and indeed widely celebrated across such diverse groups.
It speaks to the enduring power of Christmas, its ability to transcend cultural and religious boundaries while still tapping into something fundamental in the human experience.
After this deep dive, I feel like I've gained a newfound appreciation for just how complex and multi-layered Christmas truly is. It's not just a simple holiday. It's this rich tapestry woven from history, tradition, and personal meaning.
And that's what makes it so fascinating to explore. It's a holiday that's constantly evolving, yet still rooted in those timeless themes of hope, love, and generosity.
So as we wrap up this exploration, I have to ask, what does this all mean for you, the listener? How will you approach the Christmas season this year? Will you see those familiar traditions in a new light?
Perhaps you'll find yourself thinking about the ancient origins of that Christmas tree you're decorating, or the pagan roots of that mistletoe hanging in the doorway. Maybe you'll take a moment to appreciate those diverse ways Christmas is celebrated around the world, from those KFC feasts in Japan to the Krampus parades in Austria.
Or maybe you'll simply use this knowledge to deepen your own personal connection to Christmas, however you choose to define it.
Ultimately, The beauty of Christmas lies in its ability to be both universal and deeply personal. It's a holiday that can be shaped and molded to fit individual beliefs and values while still retaining that sense of shared humanity and connection.
You know, as you enjoy those twinkling lights, the delicious meals, and the company of loved ones this Christmas, remember that you're taking part in a tradition that stretches back thousands of years. A tradition that has evolved and adapted to reflect the changing world around us.
And just maybe, you'll find yourself seeing the magic of Christmas with fresh eyes, appreciating both its rich history and its enduring power to bring people together.
We've only scratched the surface of this fascinating topic, but hopefully this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and inspired you to continue exploring the many layers of Christmas on your own. It's a journey of discovery that is well worth taking.
And remember, the true spirit of Christmas is found not in the presents or the decorations, but in the connections we forge with each other and the kindness we share with the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you to embrace the holiday season with an open heart and a curious mind. Happy holidays.